Welcome to Christian Work at Home Moment with your host, author, speaker, and work at home mom, Jill Hart of ChristianWorkAtHomeMoms.com. Join us each week to learn more about working from home.
Hello, and welcome to the Christian Work at Home Moment. My name is Jill Hart, and I am your host, also the owner of CWM.com, a website devoted to Christian Work at Home Moms.
I am really excited to have with me author Sean Grady, who is the author of the debut novel, Through the Fire. Welcome, Sean.
Hi, thank you so much.
And I'm so excited to get to talk with you. Not only is it a great book, but I have read some amazing reviews and stuff of it, so it's got to be really exciting for you.
It is very exciting. It's fantastic to see and hear that and to have the response we've been getting.
Incredible. Well, you know, for anyone who may not have heard of you yet, tell us a little bit about yourself and what your journey into writing has looked like.
Sure. You know, since a young age, I really had the desire to write and to create. And when it came to writing my first novel, I really stuck with the old adage of writing what you know.
Hmm. Very cool. Well, tell us a little bit of, about you and about your family, maybe, and what you do.
Sure.
When you're not writing.
Yeah. Well, we're, I guess, a decent sized family, a family of five, not including our dog Marlette, after a lake near us.
Oh, fun.
And but yeah, my wife and three children. They're ages 12, 8, and 5. Are a ton of fun, and we really enjoy spending time in the outdoors. So where we're at, we're about 20 to 30 minutes from the mountains in Lake Tahoe. So
awesome.
In the summer we love to go to the lake. In the wintertime, we ski, and it's a great opportunity. In the winter, when all three of our kids are in school, my wife and I will have little morning dates because our youngest is still in just kindergarten. But it's a great opportunity to go out and hike or run in the mountain with our dogs or go up and ski with the kids, too. All of them know how to ski now. So
Fun. We
just really enjoy just playing in God's creation when we have time off.
That is awesome. It makes me want to go out there, man. We just have, here in Nebraska, we just have flat. I guess we could cross-country ski, but it's just not quite the same. At least not in my opinion. We do get some swimming in the summer months. That's about as exciting as we get around here. But,
there you go. Yes,
and we have football. That's all we have.
That's right. The football thing.
Well, tell us, in your own words, I guess, tell us a little bit about the novel and maybe where the inspiration came from.
Sure. I felt compelled to write for such a long time that I wanted first and foremost to reflect a little bit of the greatest story ever told. And so in that context, I wanted to tell a story of loss and redemption. And then within the scope of writing what I know, I decided to stick with I wrote first person and about a fireman here in Reno and his struggles and as externally as there's an arsonist targeting Reno, but internally as he's learning to come to terms with a sovereign God who allows life and death in this world. And so there's some internal challenges and struggles that Aiden, the protagonist, goes through while he's also facing these outward battles there's this mystery that he's trying to solve of his father's death and amid this new series of arsons. And there's a romantic interest with one of the investigators who is helping guide him not only with the mystery but also kind of steer him in the direction toward coming to a place of reconciliation with his maker.
Incredible. And it is an amazing book. And, you know, I was out looking at your website yesterday, and the website is almost as cool as the book.
I think so.
It is really cool. I mean, first of all, you have, like I said, there's a bunch of reviews and stuff and what endorsements what people have said, and some incredible people, James Scott Bell, Randall Ingermanson, Amy Wallace, just, I mean, those are incredible authors to have kind of on your side.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
But then you also have, you know, you have some stuff about the book. You have some cool music. You have videos, a book trailer. I mean, it's a really cool website.
You know, and it's been fantastic. The response to our book launch, we had a formal book launch this month where we, the first 100 books sold at a local independent bookstore here in Reno went half the proceeds went to benefit a charity, a fire fund charity. And so it was great. We had a couple fire engines out there and a bagpiper, and a couple of the local TV news stations showed up, and it even made a picture of the day in Publishers Weekly daily newsletter.
Wow.
So the response has been fantastic. And, yeah, to really have the endorsement of some of just solid writers has been just a great boon, and that was a great launching pad as well.
Awesome.
You know, they've been great mentors and friends and good guides for me in my own writing journey.
How incredible. Well, and I read as well that you were named Most Promising New Writer at one of the Mount Hermon Writers Conferences, which is incredible. I've actually been to that conference a few years ago, and it is not easy to get named. I mean, there's a ton of people there. So to be named Most Promising New Writer, I mean, that's awesome.
That was just a huge encouragement and just a sense of validation. It came just a couple months after I had signed a three-book deal with Bethany House Publishers. And so to have the outward recognition of my peers and colleagues and the staff there was just a great feeling. And just really just sent me off with the encouragement and the drive that I needed to complete this novel that I had been contracted for. So and definitely sent me with some good momentum into the next two as well.
Awesome. How incredible to see God working through that and just, you know, responding to you being faithful to his call to write. And I just think that is so exciting to see. Now, you have actually spent a number of years, over a decade, I believe, as a firefighter and paramedic, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
So these are all, the story is coming from, I mean, you were able to draw from a lot of your own experiences, I'm assuming. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. You know, none of the individual fires are meant to be a depiction of any one single fire, just as the characters aren't meant to reflect, you know, any one individual. But really what it has become or what it came about to be is like a mosaic or a composite of experiences. And oftentimes, you know, it made it easier to write, you know, from memory or as I remember seeing the fire move or act or some things that just left an indelible impression on me spiritually or mentally and that I just wanted to bring out onto the page. So my goal in writing this and feedback has been tremendous with this, that I really wanted to imbue a sense of realism and genuineness and to write something that, as you're reading, it feels very real, very palpable and tangible. And I wanted to bring the reader firsthand into the firehouse and to allow them to feel like part of the camaraderie and the banter around the dinner table and to experience the fatigue of waking up for call after call after midnight and then the burn of adrenaline in their chest as they fly a three-story pole and hop on a screaming fire engine for structure fire. But more than that, I really wanted the reader to connect with Aiden personally and to feel his struggles as he is blaming himself for mistakes in the past, which for him helped result in his father's death, and the agony for him of not being able to solve that mystery and know what's going on and losing there's some relational changes in his life, and then this new hope of this blossoming romance with Julianne Caldwell, who's one of the fire investigators. All those things just emotionally are pulling and tugging on Aiden, and I really enjoyed writing in first person and getting that intimate viewpoint. So the feedback I've been receiving so far is that the readers really feel like it's a genuine, realistic experience and that they feel like they've lived the life of a firefighter with Aiden and are cheering for him as he goes through his struggles and trials and his character journey.
Absolutely, yeah. It is a fabulous story. I'm curious,
so
though, what's next for you? Are you working on number two? What can you tell us more about what you might be working on now?
Yeah, I'm currently about halfway through a novel slated for summer 2010 release. It's a standalone novel entitled Tomorrow We Die, and it's about a Reno paramedic who feels like he's chasing the angel of death.
Wow. That's sounds great. Wow, I can't wait to get my hands on a copy of that one. I hope you'll keep us posted and come back and talk with us about that. And
absolutely.
Yeah, this book is incredible. Your publisher did an awesome job with the cover. It is gorgeous as well. And
yes,
you, yeah. I mean, from the front cover, you feel like you're pretty much in a fire.
Yeah, the cover looks like it's on fire.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's really cool, but it's very eye-catching. And then, yeah, the story grabs you from, you know, the first page. So I encourage anybody who likes suspense especially, grab a copy of it. And you can get it everywhere, right? Amazon, online, Bethany House, I'm sure their website has it.
That's right, yeah. Through the Fire is available through any bookstore in North America, pretty much, and or online, like you said.
Very cool. And your website, let me mention that because it talks about how cool it was. It's just SeanGradyBooks.com, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And it's awesome. You can find tons of information. Like I said, there's a book trailer. There's video. It looks like your book was on the news.
Yes, yeah,
lots
that was
cool
some of the coverage for that book launch. Yeah, and that was fantastic.
Awesome. And then it looks like people can contact you through there as well. So if they want to track you down, they can.
That's right. I always make it a point to respond to every email. It's great to hear from people from all over you know, the country and the world and their responses to the book. And it's been really neat. It's been a really great feedback in just the variety of people that have been reading it, you know, all over. You know, there's been a lot of even like 11, 12-year-old tweens that are just picking it up and just devouring it. And to stay-at-home moms, to work-at-home moms, to, you know, to people that know firefighters and want to buy it for them. It's really had a great broad audience, and it's been fantastic to see that.
That is awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. And like I said, I hope you'll keep us posted on your upcoming work and come back and talk to us again.
Thanks so much, Jill.
Wonderful.
Great talking with
you. Thank you. Have a great day.